footman and let me give him such orders as I like.
Of course, Mr. Holmes.
I must warn you that you've placed yourself in a most serious position in the eyes of the law. You've condoned a felony and aided the escape of a murderer. For I have no doubt that the money James Wilder gave to Hayes to assist his flight came from your purse.
That is so.
You rang, Your Grace.
You'll be glad to hear that your young master is found. It's the Duke's desire that the carriage will go at once to the Fighting Cock to bring Lord Saltire home.
I will go immediately, sir.
Now, having secured the future, we can afford to be more lenient with the past. I am not in an official position, and there's no reason, so long as the interests of justice are served, why I should disclose all that I know. As to Hayes, I say nothing. The gallows awaits him. But I've no doubt that Your Grace could make him understand that it's in his interest to keep silent.
Some measure of financial provision for his family, perhaps.
An excellent suggestion, Doctor.
I would warn Your Grace, however, that the continued presence of Mr. James Wilder in your household can only lead to misfortune.
It is already settled that he shall leave me forever and go to seek his fortune in Australia.
In that case, Your Grace, since you have yourself stated that any unhappiness in your married life was caused by Mr. Wilder's presence, I would suggest that you make such amends to the Duchess as you can, and that you try to resume those relations which have been so unhappily interrupted.
That also I have arranged, Mr. Holmes. I wrote to the Duchess this morning.
There is one small point on which I desire some light. This fellow Hayes had shod his horses with shoes which counterfeited the tracks of cows. And was it from Mr. Wilder that he learned so extraordinary a device?
I think the explanation is not far to seek. Come and look in this cabinet. These shoes were dug up in the moat. They are for the use of horses, but they are shaped below with a cloven hoof of iron.
And it was these that made the tracks we find.
A little mud still clinging to this one.
My ancestors were not above a little marauding and cattle stealing. They were designed to throw pursuers off the track.
Thank you. They are the second most interesting object that I've seen in the north.
And the first?
The check that you were about to write.
Oh, of course, Mr. Holmes.
Although, in some cases, I'm prepared to work for the sake of the work alone, in this instance...
Yes, Mr. Holmes.
You are the sixth Duke of Holderness, Baron Beverley, Earl of Carston, while I am Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Your check for the specified amount.
Thank you, Your Grace. I am a poor man.
In The Priory School, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Nigel Davenport as the Duke of Holderness and Norman Bird as Dr. Huxtable. James Wilder was played by Mark Straker, Reuben Hayes by John Church, Lyndon by Ian Masters, and the butler by Eric Allen. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Priory School was dramatized for radio by Michael Bakewell and directed by Enid Williams.